This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with President of Brazil, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, in Brasilia today. Mr. Modi arrived in Brasilia last night on a state visit after attending the 17th BRICS summit in Rio de Janeiro. Prime Minister was given a warm welcome by the members of the Indian diaspora as he arrived in the Brazil capital. Touched by the gesture, PM Modi described it as a memorable welcome while hailing the diaspora for staying connected with their roots. PM Modi was also greeted with a traditional Brazilian samba reggae performance. India's ambassador to Brazil, Dinesh Bhatia, said the two countries are expected to sign 4 agreements.
After the talks, we are hoping to sign 4 agreements or / MOUs between the two countries, namely on renewable energy, counterterrorism, agricultural research cooperation between ICAR, which is Indian Council for Agricultural Research, and Embrapa of Brazil, and also exchange and mutual protection of confidential information.
In the final leg of his five-nation visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Windhoek in Namibia tomorrow on the invitation of Namibian President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah. This will be the first visit of PM Modi to Namibia and the third ever prime ministerial visit from India to Namibia. Our correspondent reports that the visit is aimed at expanding the scope of bilateral relationship and explore new areas of cooperation in various key sectors such as hydrocarbons, rare earth materials and unified payment interoperability, among others. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has announced that 4 new Amrit Bharat trains will be launched very soon from various cities of the country to Bihar. The 4 Amrit Bharat trains will run between New Delhi, Patna, Darbhanga, Lucknow, Malda Town, Lucknow and Saharsa, Amritsar. We have more from our correspondent.
Rail Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw announced that a regular train will also be started from Jogbani to Erode to improve connectivity of Simanchal Bihar to southern India. He said the 53-kilometer Bhagalpur-Jamalpur third rail line will get nod soon and a budget outlay of 1,156 crore rupees will be sanctioned. Mr. Vaishnaw said with a budget outlay of more than 2,000 crore rupees for doubling of 104-kilometer long Bakhtiarpur-Rajgir-Tilaiya rail section will also get approval. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
Today is the 6th day of Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra. The annual 38-day Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra that commenced on 3rd of this month is going on smoothly and seamlessly from twin routes of Nunwan Pahalgam Base Camp in South Kashmir's Anantnag District and Baltal Base Camp in Central Kashmir's Gandharbal District. A report.
With devotion and religious fervor, over 93,300 Yatris paid obeisance at the Holy Cave Shrine during past 5 days. Every day, several thousand Yatris leave Jammu Basit Camp under multi-tier security cover all along Srinagar-Jammu National Highway till they reach safely to their respective base camps in Kashmir region. Yatris from across the country feel elated and content with all kinds of arrangements, facilities and secure environment in Kashmir region. Lakhs of Yatris are expected to participate in ongoing Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra this year. Tariq Ratra, Akashvani News, Srinagar.
Indian broadcaster Sanjog Gupta has been appointed as new Chief Executive Officer of the International Cricket Council, ICC. Announcing his appointment, the ICC Chairman Jayashah said that Mr. Gupta will bring extensive experience in sports strategy and commercialization, which will be valuable for the ICC. Gupta, who started his career as a journalist, later served at several broadcasting entities and scaled up his sports portfolio with multi-language, digital-first and women focused coverage. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Chhattisgarh, Rajasthan, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Pradesh, Odisha, Punjab, Telangana, Uttarakhand and Vidarbha today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.